I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. Tuscaloosa officials are seeking money to replace the city's old passenger train station. A city council committee voted yesterday to select an architect to design the new station and to apply for a grant through the Southern Rail Commission. Mayor Walt Maddox tells the Tuscaloosa News he fears the city will lose Amtrak service unless it invests in a new station. The passenger rail service stops in Tuscaloosa during its daily trips between New Orleans and Birmingham. The current station is located in western Tuscaloosa, and the new one will be located in an eastern area that was hit hard by the 2011 tornado that killed dozens in the city. Amtrak's Tuscaloosa station has about 12,000 passengers annually. An event that helps connect people with disabilities with organizations providing assistance is taking place tomorrow. APR student reporter Miranda Fulmore has more.
The Disability Summit is an event focused on empowering people with disabilities of all ages with information, resources, and technology. The conference will have vendors on hand to answer attendees' questions about resources that are available. The summit is sponsored by the Alabama Department of Rehabilitation Services. ADRS is a state agency whose mission is to enable Alabama's children and adults with disabilities to achieve their maximum potential. The Disability Summit will be held starting at 1 p.m. at Eastmont Baptist Church in Montgomery. For APR News, I'm Miranda Fulmore in Tuscaloosa.
April is Child Abuse Prevention and Sexual Assault Awareness Month. The Department of Economic and Community Affairs is working to spread awareness of the resources available to survivors. For victims of child abuse, there is a network of child advocacy centers spanning all 67 counties that works closely with law enforcement. Jim Byard is the director of ADECA. He says for victims of sexual assault, there is also a network of support.
There is a network, and it's the Alabama Coalition Against Rape. So there are rape crisis centers or domestic violence shelters across our state. While they rely on funding from the government, they also rely on private donations and local support.
For the month of April, ADECA has changed their website and social media to blue and teal, the colors of these awareness causes. More information on crisis resources is located there. Cloudy skies in the Tennessee Valley tonight with lows in the upper 50s, and partly cloudy skies in central and west Alabama, as well as Mobile and the Gulf Coast tonight with lows in the upper 50s to lower 60s. 81 in Jasper and Birmingham, 82 in Florence, Huntsville, Selma, and Montgomery, 79 in Tuscaloosa, and 73 in Mobile. I'm Mackenzie Bates, APR News.